It's time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you're sitting there on patrol when suddenly you see him drive by you. The maggot that's dating your daughter. Why is it that young girls have to do that? There you are, standing for everything that's good and proud and bold in the world. And she brings home the biggest slime ball she can find. Spindly, scrawny, drug abusing maggot! She floats them under your face, yeah, just to gall you. The kid's got no respect. Under his breath, you hear him calling you pig, yeah. The more you think about it, the madder you get. You take off. Get right on his butt. You hit that light and he pulls over. You go walking up to the window and you just lean your elbows down on his window ledge and just look at him. You're wearing your mirror and sunglasses. The only thing he can see when he looks at you is the fear in his own eyes. You don't say a word. He says, "Is there a problem, officer?" You just fix your worst sneer on your face and stare at him. He said, "Was I speeding, officer?" But you don't say anything. You just look at him with your teeth gnashing and your jaw muscles working until he gets so terrified. You see that little pool of water forming under his seat. And then you're satisfied. He said, "The reason I stopped you, son, is that you got a tail light out." He says, "Tail light out?" He said, "Yeah, come on back here." As you unlimber your tail light and go walking up there, you see right here? Look at this one here. I could write you a ticket for that. I bet this car wouldn't pass. I bet you got a headlight out, too. Come on up front here. Let's take a look. Sure enough, you got a headlight out, too. Well, he gets mad looking at you. You try to gall him. You get right in his face and say, "I don't like you, kid. I don't like anything about you. I don't like the fact that you exist." As you spit in his face and he smells the onions and garlic from your big burrito lunch here. Finally, he jumps all over you. He says, "Well, how dare you? You knock him around. You pick him up and throw him in the back of the squad car. You say, "You're under arrest. You have the right to a plastic surgeon. You have the right to a broken face, eruption spleen. You don't know what we'll have what." He says, "What's the charge here?" You say, "T.O.P. Check it off the police." Then you take him down and book him. Book him! Book him, do you hear me? Book him!
It's the man with the tuna-scented Sennheiser, the Grease Man, on DC 101.